free from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. They're saying senior administration official. That could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is denying that he authored that op-ed. Coats putting out a statement today saying any speculation about him or his principal deputy writing it is patently false. Coats, the former Republican senator from Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Bernie Sanders is taking aim at massive companies whose workers are on public assistance. The Vermont Independent introducing a bill yesterday called the Stop Bezos Act, named after the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The bill would tax companies the same amount their workers receive on public assistance. Sanders saying the American taxpayer shouldn't have to subsidize profitable corporations run by some of the wealthiest people in the nation. He also called out Burger King, McDonald's, and American Airlines. The Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will be airing during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games to protest racial injustice. A two-minute version of the Nike commercial already on Twitter, also featuring LeBron James and Serena Williams. The Department of Justice plans to meet with state attorneys general this month to look into accusations that social media companies are stifling viewpoints. Facebook and Twitter officers in Washington yesterday addressing the issue. Attorney General Jeff Sessions calling for a September 25th meeting when it can be discussed further. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. Here's a quick look at your Flemington, New Jersey weather. There's a heat advisory in effect for today. Temperatures reaching the low 90s, with the real feel much higher than that. A chance of thunderstorms tonight. Temperatures get down to the 70s overnight. Tomorrow, the heat eases up a little bit, a high of 77. Showers are likely, though. And then your weekend, chance of thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday, but the chances are slight, and the temperatures are in the low 70s. I'm going to have to get a better weather page here because according to the little pictures they show with each forecast, it looks like Armageddon is happening this weekend, but it's only a slight chance of thunderstorms. So next week we'll have a more accurate and not so fearful forecast. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Cash, broadcasting live in the County Chamber offices in downtown Plymouth, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, September is here, and so is HCL's discounts with your library card promotion. We'll tell you where and how to save a lot of money this month. It's time to enter HCL's annual amateur photography show. Only the first 100 people to enter will be accepted. I have all the details. Yo, Jennifer is just like her country. She's young, scrappy, and hungry, and she's not throwing away her shot. Story Slam at NCB, the Manhattan Short Film Festival, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry may or may not be joining us, depending on her whims and her moods. We all know how that goes. So it just might be me today, but I'll still have Today in History. I'll give it to you. I have lots of information, and I want to start off with the discounts for your library card promotion. They got kicked off this past weekend. September is National Library Card Month, you may or may not know. So from September 1st to September 30th, the Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library has partnered with local businesses to provide discounts. And all you need to do to receive these discounts is to show your Hunterdon County Library card. So what businesses are participating? The best way to find out, after I read all the businesses to you real quickly here, is to stop by the Hunterdon County Library or any county library and pick up a brochure that lists all the businesses and the discounts, or you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and print out a brochure and then just carry it around with you in your car so when you're out and about, you'll be able to save money. And, of course, don't forget your Hunterdon County Library card. If you don't have a Hunterdon County Library card and you live in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, just stop by any of the county libraries and fill out the application. It's free. You pay your library taxes. You'll receive all the benefits that the Hunterdon County Library offers, not just this discount, but all of our services and programs and community support that we provide to the public. So here are the businesses participating this year. We have Be Here Now Yoga in Flemington, Gymnastics Unlimited, also in Flemington, Hunterdon County YMCA, the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center in White House Station, Clinton and Lambertville, Gardner Family Chiropractic, Great Clips in Flemington and Clinton, Jersey Community Acupuncture, my daughter actually works there, that's in Flemington, Leo Family Dental, Basil Bandwagon's Natural Market in Clinton and Flemington, Factory Fuel in the Stengel Market, Garden State Salad on Main Street in Flemington, Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike's Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Lone Eagle Brewing. I used this one myself last night. $1 off your first pint when you walk into Lone Eagle just by showing your Hunterdon County Library card. Max's Market and Eatery of Califon. The Red Mill Museum Village will give you a discount on admission. St. Paul Christian Preschool. Act Two Books. Barclay's Gourmet Marketplace, the pet shop right on Main Street in Flemington. The Book Garden in Frenchtown. Burkitt Supply Company, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction, Fish and Pets Plus. You want a free regular betta fish? Stop by Fish and Pets Plus and show your library card. Freedom Art and Framing, Higgins News Agency on Main Street, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self-Storage, Sunbeam General Store, Twice Told Tales and the Moonlight Mystery Bookshop on Bloomington, on Bloomfield Avenue in Flemington, Vintage Shop in Clinton. Under Sports and Recreation, we have Crown Trophy of Flemington with our friend Jim Gannot, right in the Staples Shopping Plaza. Darrow's Sporting Edge, Sneakers Plus, our friend Chris Gackis, again, joining us to offer a discount. Attachments Jewelry, Beyond Bijou in Clinton, Bluefish Clothing, Jade Jill, the Shops of Flemington, Enjoy Yourself, which is also on Stangle Road between the Factory Fuel and Lone Eagle, and then the Sage Boutique. So once again, just pick up one of these brochures. You have the whole month of September to show your Hunterdon County Library card and save some money. We've been doing this for several years now, and the amount of businesses that have been doing this with us has grown every year. So we're very happy to offer this to the Hunterdon County Library card holders, and everyone of Hunterdon County is eligible to get a Hunterdon County Library card. I have a bunch of my friends that are remiss in this category, and I'm going to remedy that situation this evening. If Kiko Murillo is listening today, he'll be filling out an application whether he likes it or not. Kind of like that scene from The Godfather, where they got the big band leader to sign that contract. Either, maybe I shouldn't go into too much detail, but if you thought, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, before our first commercial break, let me just mention the HCL Amateur Photography Show. Entries are now being accepted. The first 100 amateur photographers to enter will be accepted in this annual show that we've been doing for over 20 years at the Hunterdon County Library. The entry deadline, you still have time, it's Friday, September 28th. So what you do is go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. There's a link to the entry form. Just print that out and fill it out and mail it or drop it off at the library. You can also pick up entry forms at any of the county libraries. Just fill it out. It's a nominal entry fee of $1 for students or $2 for adults. You get to have your work shown for a month, the month of October to be specific, at the Hunterdon County Library. And then there are awards. We'll have an award ceremony on Wednesday, October 10th. And we'll have cash awards for first place in the following categories: Scenic Landscape, Abstract Still Life, People and Human Interest, Hunterdon County Scene, Floral, Wildlife, and Black and White, as well as a student category. And there's also a cash award for a public's choice. Our library patrons will be voting on photographs for the first couple of weeks of the month, and then a special public's choice award will be given. We'll have refreshments at the award ceremony. So it's a good opportunity to show your work. Everyone has a camera on their phone now, so go out there and take a good picture, print it out, just put it on, mount it on a piece of foam board or something like that so we can hang it on the wall, and enter the HCL Amateur Photography Show, open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We hope that you will. Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll be back right after this with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere.
What other music would I play but the Beatles? Nowhere specifically Nowhere Man, from the album Rubber Soul. Jennifer's not here to stop. Jennifer is the Nowhere Woman today, taking care of business in other parts of our great county. It's time for Today in History. Time every week I ask Jennifer. Find out who is in the archives, but I'll ask you questions about events that happened on this date. Today is December 6th. Is that correct? Let me double check that I have the right date. This is September 7th, isn't it? Let me check on my phone real quick. I know it's right. It is September 6th. False alarm. September 6th, 2018. I'm going to ask you some questions that happened on this date. On September 6th, in years past, I'll also give you a couple names of people who were born or who have died on September 6th. See if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Jennifer always hit or miss on this. Usually does pretty well. And we'll say thank you to the Beatles. And here we go. Let's go back to September 6th, 1620. The pilgrims sail from Plymouth, England on the Mayflower to settle in North America. So they leave on this date in 1620. My question for you and Jennifer was, when did they arrive? How long did it take to make that voyage in the 1620 across the Atlantic Ocean? I'll give you a couple seconds there. The correct answer is that they arrived on November 9th. November 9th. So it took a little more than 2 months to cross the Atlantic in the Mayflower. And what you may or may not know is that the start of that trip was delayed, I think, a couple months because there was supposed to be a sister ship that was supposed to go across the Atlantic with them. I believe the name of the ship was the Speedwell. You can Google that and see if I'm correct. But the Speedwell, they had a couple false starts. They started out on the trip a couple times. The Speedwell kept springing leaks, and they had to go back to port. What was found out possibly later that it was a job of sabotage. The captain of the Speedwell did not want to go to America. He was afraid they were going to starve and die. So historians now think he sabotaged that ship so they didn't have to go, because the Speedwell ended up being a very profitable merchant ship later on in her career. I know way too much information. I apologize. Let's go to 1847. Henry David Thoreau, you may or may not know him, leaves Walden Pond and moves in with Ralph Waldo Emerson and his family in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you know, Henry David Thoreau wrote all about Walden Pond in his book, Walden. My question is, how long did Henry David Thoreau stay at Walden Pond? How long did he live there before crashing in with Ralph Waldo Emerson and his family? I'm sure Ralph Waldo Emerson's wife was thrilled with this. Henry David Thoreau stayed at Walden for 2 years. 2 years. 1901. Leon Zolgos, I'll spell it for you, C-Z-O-L-G-O-S-Z, an unemployed anarchist, is in the news today for an infamous reason. What did Leon Zolgos infamously do on this date, September 6th, 1901? He shoots and fatally wounds U.S. President William McKinley at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. That's Leon Zolgos, one of those assassins' name that doesn't come right to mind. And then finally, my last event, 1972, what happens in Munich, Germany, another infamous event, unfortunately. Happens in Munich, Germany on this date in 1972. Yes, that's when 9 Israeli athletes die along with a German police officer at the hands of the Palestinian Black September terrorist group after being taken hostage at the Munich Olympic Games. Two other Israeli athletes were slain in the initial attack the previous day. So, if you were around at that time, you vividly remember those pictures of the terrorists and Jim McKay telling us that they were all gone. Let's see if we can get some happier news here for Day in History. People born on this date, 1995, Cal Ripken Jr. Everyone knows who Cal Ripken Jr. is. He played for the Baltimore Orioles, and he has a very distinguished record in Major League Baseball. He played the most consecutive games, breaking Lou Gehrig's record that had stood for 56 years. And in case you want that number, 2,131 games he played on this date. I'm sorry, let me think of this. Was he born on this date? No, this was one more Today in History, or one more, yeah, event. My apologies. I got this mixed up with my people who were born on this date. So Cal Ripken plays in his 2,131st consecutive game on this date, September 6, 1995. Okay, now people born on this date. 1869, Jennifer would have gotten this one because it is a literary person, Felix Salten. What famous book did Felix Salten write? Book actually illustrated by a Hunterdon County native. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. An illustrator that used to live in Frenchtown and illustrated books, including the Freddy the Pig series. Jennifer, I'm glad Jennifer isn't here because she would not be happy that I can't remember his name. But Felix Salten wrote a book that Walt Disney adapted into a movie. I believe Walt Disney's second movie after Snow White. Or maybe it was his third. I think Pinocchio was second. But his third movie was written by Felix Salten and adapted to the screen by Walt Disney. It was Bambi. We were looking for Bambi. In 1943, Roger Waters was born. Anyone that likes classic rock music knows who Roger Waters is. That would have been debatable if Jennifer would have picked up on this one. But Roger Waters, of course, is a singer, songwriter, and bass player for Pink Floyd. I wrote all the songs for The Wall, one of the major creative forces behind Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. 1962, finally, Chris Christie was born. Chris Christie, of course, the former governor of New Jersey. I was actually a big fan of his in the beginning. I thought, you know, he was making the tough decisions, kind of a no-nonsense guy, kind of like the way things were going, but kind of imploded at the end, unfortunately. But Chris Christie did a great job during Sandy for the state of New Jersey. And then finally just died on the state. I just have one person. Jennifer usually likes if I have a list of people who died. Died on September 6, 2015. We're going back to classic TV. Old TV trivia. Martin Milner. Do you remember who Martin Milner was? Martin Milner was one half of a classic TV police duo. He was McCoy. Reed and McCoy from Adam 12. Martin Milner. I think he might have had a minor movie career also. But that's today in history. We do that every week. Sometimes hit or miss. Back to the library. We have another couple big events coming up this month that I have to tell you about. It's 11:26 right now, so I still have another half hour with you. I know. Hang in there. Jim Gunnell will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. A lot of good tips for small business owners. Jim Gunnell, of course, owns Crown Trophy. Stop by with your HCL library card this month and get a discount on all the merchandise Jim has to offer in his store. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is coming up again at the end of December and the beginning of October. We did this for the first time last year at the Hunterdon County Library, and it was a great success. If you don't know what the Manhattan Short Film Festival is, I'm about to tell you. So we're going to have five showings. Let's see if there's a general. Yes, there is a general explanation, and then I'll get more specific. So every year, there are nine finalists of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Every year, the Manhattan Short Film Festival received 1,565 entries from 73 countries, from which nine finalists were selected. These nine short films were screened at more than 1,000 times at over 300 cities on six continents during the week of September 27th through October 7th. And luckily for you, two of those venues are the Hunterdon County Library headquarters in Flemington and the North County Branch Library in Clinton. The judges of these films are you, the audience. On entry to the venue, you will be handed a ballot card that allows you to vote for the best short film and actor at the conclusion of the program. Votes will be sent to Manhattan Short's headquarters, and the winner will be announced at the ManhattanShort.com website on Monday, October 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The directors and actors anxiously await your decision. So this is how it works. Two times at the Hunterdon County Library, I'll give you the dates at the end. And three times at the North County Branch Library between September 27th and October 7th, we're going to show nine short films, one right after the other. Each film is between 8 to maybe 12 minutes long. You'll view all nine pictures, and then you'll vote for your favorites. It was very well received last year, and that's why we are doing it again. I can quickly give you the films that were nominated this year. Here are the nine films that you'll be seeing this year. Baghead. Haunted by grief, a man asks questions only the recently deceased can answer. The dead get their say in the hidden chamber of a mysterious pub. You may not like what you hear. Fire in Cardboard City. When Cardboard City catches fire, it's up to the energetic fire chief and his brave deputies to save its citizens from the flames. Home Shopper. In a loveless marriage, a woman seeks solace from a home shopping channel that proves to be her salvation, unless it was the problem all along. Her, to escape a marriage arranged by her extremely religious father, a young girl seizes the chance to run away and save more than herself. Two strangers who meet five times. Two strangers meet at key turning points over the course of their lives. The initial conflict gives way to compassion and eventual friendship. Someone. At the end of World War II, Red Army soldiers bent on brutal revenge for past atrocities attack a German city. Compassion comes from an unlikely source, and this is based on a true story. Three more for you. One I can't pronounce. Chuchotage. During a professional conference in Prague, two interpreters in the Hungarian booth hilariously vie for the attention of one listener. Fauve. Two boys playing in an abandoned surface mine take turns outdoing each other until the stakes are suddenly raised, and it's no longer a game. Lacrimosa, a young woman finds her lost lover in a world of ever-changing, surreal landscapes. But love, she discovers, is more complicated than she imagines. Isn't it always? So these are the nine finalists for the Manhattan Short Film Festival. So join us on one of these dates to vote for your favorite films. So at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters, we'll be showing the Short Film Festival on Thursday, September 27th at 6 p.m. And then we will show it again on Saturday, October 6th at 2 p.m. If you want a copy of this flyer that I'm reading from, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the link right on the homepage for Manhattan Short Film Festival, and then you can print this out and read it for yourself and then write the dates down. Or however you remember things, we want to see you at one of these showings. At the North County Branch Library, the Manhattan Short Film Festival will be shown on Friday, September 28th at 2 p.m., Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m., and then Tuesday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. So five opportunities to join us for the Manhattan Short Film Festival. You will not regret it. That is a promise from me to you. Boy, you think I'm going to make it through this hour by myself? I hope I brought enough stuff. Or just have to go by memory. I just have to wing it. Maybe I'll karaoke for the last part of the show if I run out of time. So pray that I brought enough stuff with me. There is certainly enough stuff going on at the Hunterdon County Library and all its branches to fill up an hour. To fill up several hours of radio airtime. The next thing I'd like to tell you about is Story Slam at the North County Branch Library. This is a new event we're trying this year. Cheryl Grotrian, one of our PR members, came up with this idea, and this is how it works. Story Slams have become popular with tellers all over the country whose ambition is to tell original, true-to-life tales and vie for a coveted best teller title. Slammers seek to present outrageous, thought-provoking, and adventurous personal tales. So at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, September 27th, 7 p.m., we will be having one of these said story slams. The first 16 entrants that want to tell a story, you have to be over the age of 16 or 16, will be able to do a five-minute presentation. Contents must be family-friendly, and no props or notes may be used. Two willing judges will be chosen at random from the audience to evaluate the storytellers on content and performance. Prizes will be awarded, and refreshments will be served. So you can join us either to present and tell one of the stories, if you want to be one of the lucky 16 people, or just come and listen to these well-told tales. To sign up to be one of the storytellers, or just listen, or for more information, call the Hunterdon County Library or call the North County Branch Library at 908 area code, 908-730-6135, or you can call 908-788-1422. We also have a new online calendar on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just go to our homepage, click on the events calendar on the right side of the homepage, and then go to the Story Slam date, which again is Thursday, September 27th. Click on that, and you can sign up right through our webpage if you don't like talking on the phone. I'm not big on talking on the phone either. So if that's your preferred method of communication, that's okay by us. So Story Slam at the North County Branch Library, Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. I mentioned movies. The Manhattan Short Film Festival, let me just tell you about our Movies on the Big Screen series, which we run all year long. We show a lot of Academy Award-nominated films in our meeting room at the North County Branch and the Hunterdon County Library. We are currently the biggest movie theater in Hunterdon County, since Hunterdon County does not unbelievably have its own Cineplex. So we're taking over. We'll hold the bag until that travesty is remedied So here are the movies coming up. We only have one more movie in this most current series, and then we'll do a whole new list of movies starting in the end of September, would be my guess. But the last movie in the August-September series is Murder on the Orient Express. It's rated PG-13. When a murder occurs on the train he's traveling on, celebrated detective Hercule Poirot. I don't even know how to pronounce that. It's such a famous literary character. I should be ashamed of myself. Is recruited to solve the case. So we'll be showing that at the Hunter County Library on September 6th at 6 p.m. And then at the North County Branch Library, two dates. September 14th, if you want to see it with captions, I suggest coming on September 14th at 2 p.m. and then repeated on September 15th at the North County Branch at 2 p.m. The Movies on the Big Screen series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunter County Library, who sponsor a lot of things we do. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. So join us for our Movie on the Big Screen film series. Speaking of the Friends of the Hunter County Library, did you know we have an afternoon concert series that we've been doing for about 20 years now? It stars pianist, singer, narrator Fred Miller. And he'll do a series of musical portraits, an anecdote and song. He has three programs coming up in this fall. He'll kick it off in October with Cantari, the Italian presence in American popular songs. So what Fred does is he sits behind the piano, explains all about his topic, and he'll sing several of the most popular Italian songs, Italian presence in American popular songs. So pretty sure you're going to hear That's Amore. So these programs are twice a month, October, November, December, once at the North County Branch Library and once at the Hunterdon County Library, and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsor this as well. So Wednesday, October 7th at 2 p.m., these are afternoon concerts. Don't remember if I mentioned that or not. At the North County Branch Library, then Thursday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, Fred Miller singing about the Italian presence in American popular song. In November, Fred will be singing and talking about Cole Porter, the ultimate sophisticat of American popular song. Wednesday, November 14th, 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And Thursday, November 15th, 2 p.m. at the Hunter County Library. And then finally, he wraps up the fall series on Wednesday, December 5th and Thursday, December 6th with An American Christmas, the annual Big Mammoth Sing-Along. Fred hands out lyric sheets, tells some notes about White Christmas and other popular Christmas songs, and then everybody just gets in the Christmas spirit by singing along. Holiday spirit. It might not be all Christmas songs, but the majority is. So be warned. So Fred Miller, we've been happy to have him perform for us for about two decades. So that's quite a run. That was way longer than Sinatra performed at the Sands, the Rat Pack. Fred Miller's been doing it for much longer for us at the Hunterdon County Library. It's 11:38. We got one more commercial break coming up. But before that, let me tell you about all the fall concerts that are coming up. Coming up till the end of this year, we have two concerts per month in the fall at the Hunterdon County Library. In the summer, of course, we have the summer concert series. And then every other month, we try to have two concerts at the Hunterdon County Library. The North County Branch Library has their own concert series. That's part of ours. And actually, after the commercial break, I'll tell you all of the September programs coming up. But this is the general overview of our fall concert series. So next Wednesday, September 12th, it all kicks off with a Simon and Garfunkel tribute with Cuckoo Cuckoo. That's Thomas Johnston and Ed Jankowitz playing all your favorite songs by Simon and Garfunkel. All of our programs start at 7 p.m., and all, of course, are free and open to the public. If you'd like to see a list of all upcoming programs, of course, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. click on that little check mark, upcoming programs, right under the events calendar, and all the flyers for all of our upcoming speakers and concerts will be at your fingertips. So you can write down the dates or print them out. Like I mentioned, if you want to sign up right on our webpage, just click on that events calendar, then go to the date, and you can sign up for our programs there. We request that I speak slower, but we request that you reserve seats. So we make sure, just in case something gets canceled, we can contact you. Or these do fill up, so we want to make sure we get you in. Wednesday, September 26th, jazz vocalist Rhonda Dene goes from jazz to soul. She's quite the vocalist. If you've never heard her, we've had her at the North County Branch several times. Wednesday, September 26th, Rhonda Dene. Moving on to October, A Love Affair with the Movies. Some of the great movie songs of all times with Francine and Joel. That'll be Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. is Old Time Music with the Long Hill String Band. They'll be playing folk music, bluegrass music, very good local band. If you've never heard them, I highly suggest signing up to see that show. Moving on to November, popular guitarist and singer Matches Wind. We haven't had him for quite a while. And he'll be talking about or singing about the healing power of music on Wednesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. And then Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m., a jazz and swing with Groove and Easy. Groove and Easy is a small swing band that will be playing a lot of the 1940s big band classics for your listening and dancing pleasure if there's enough room. That, once again, is Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And then December, our two annual classic shows that we have every year for several years now. The Eric Mantel Quartet presents a jazz holiday on Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. That show features songs from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas, as well as other jazz-infused holiday classics. So if you've never heard the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet perform, and you are a jazz fan, and you live around Hunterdon County, you must live in a cave, because they are one of the great local bands that perform all over, and a very highly respected jazz band. And then finally, Wednesday, December 12th at 7 p.m., we wrap in up the fall concert series with the Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show. I say chorus because we would get about 30 members of the Hunterdon Harmonizers to come to the Hunterdon County Library and to sing some holiday favorites and give us some skits that they do in their annual holiday show that they do over at Hunterdon Central High School. If you've never been to that, I highly suggest that as well. Just go to their webpage, Hunterdon Harmonizers, for more information about their holiday show. But always happy to have the Hunterdon Harmonizers back. It's an old-time, classic, campy Christmas program that you don't want to miss if you're nostalgic for Christmases past. And with that, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back with a list of our speakers and other programs that were coming up at the North County Branch and the Hunterdon County Library in the month of September. So I'll see you on the other side of this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Herman, of course, I don't know where they got the name Herman from. The lead singer of Herman Hermit's name is Peter Noon. Peter Noon. Okay, September programs. Peter Noon will not be performing for us at the Hunterton. I should ask him sometime. I think they still travel around a little bit. I wonder if I could get him to come to the Hunterton County Library. That'd be kind of cool. Hopefully my microphone's loud enough, but I'll find out at the archives. Okay, here's some September programs coming up at the North County Branch Library and the Hunterton County Library. It's kickoff Wednesday, September 5th. That was yesterday. So in case you, unless you have a time machine and want to go back to see Wildlife Corridors presented by the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club, that ship has sailed. So, but every month, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club has a meeting, and they have a speaker, and they'll be doing it again in October. And when I have that information for you, I will pass that along, and not a day late, I promise. Next Thursday, September 13th, at the Hunterton County Library, we have a program about Tai Chi with Dr. Gang Huang. Dr. Gang Huang will offer a free Tai Chi talk and demonstration to provide some general knowledge about Tai Chi and traditional methods used in practice. The participants will have opportunities to follow and experience this ancient practice from China, which is referred many times as meditation in motion. please dress in comfortable clothing if you plan on attending Tai Chi with Dr. Gang Huang once again Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. All the programs I'm talking about, of course, are free and open to the public. And the concerts, at least. We want to thank the Cultural and Heritage Commission for a generous grant to help us fund those. Of course, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library help fund some programs as well. Saturday, September 15th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, we'll have a basic coding workshop with Laurie Walmark. Arthur Laurie Walmark will demonstrate basic coding for adults in this hands-on workshop. Why should kids have all the fun? Come and learn how easy it can be to code. Please bring either a tablet or laptop, PC or Mac. Space is limited to 20 participants, so register early. Once again, you can register by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar. Go to September 15th. Find Basic Coding Workshop. Click on that and then sign right on up. We'd love to have you. Laurie Walmark is an author of two biographies for young readers. And she's a Hunterdon County resident with an MFA in writing for children and young adults, as well as degrees in biochemistry and information systems. Well, when does she have any free time? When she isn't writing, she's teaching computer science classes at Raritan Valley Community College and teaches courses on handwriting for children. Once again, that's a basic coding workshop, Saturday, September 15th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Tuesday, September 18th at the Hunterdon County Library, the grandeur that was Rome in New Jersey. Let me explain. Meet the ancient Romans through the art of our region, including the Montclair Art Museum, the Newark Museum, and the Princeton University Museum, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Michael Norris, PhD, has given lectures for more than 20 years, especially in classical and medieval art, and the areas of his expertise. Mike got his BA in classics from the University of California and his MA in classics and PhD in art history at the University of California at Santa Barbara. So well-qualified, Michael Norris will talk about the grandeur that was Rome in New Jersey through artwork from several New Jersey museums. That's Tuesday, September 18th at 7 p.m. This is part of our armchair lecture series, I believe that's what we like to call that. Also, one more. Actually, I do not have any of the North County Branch Library programs, and they have several. I will make sure, if you tune in next week, that I will have those for you. But we have one more at the Hunterdon County Library in September, Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m. Signature Analysis for Fun with Terry Antowitz. Participants are encouraged to bring their favorite writing instruments and samples of unlined paper to the center. Not to the center, to the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library. Antowitz will explain the hidden messages in each stroke of the pen and discuss fun aspects of your personal signature. Terry Antowitz is also a calligrapher with more than 45 years' experience in analyzing handwriting. She has done analyses in the process of updating and repairing historical documents, as well as entertaining at signature analyst parties. So if that interests you, we'd love to see you Saturday, September 29th. Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m. This is an afternoon program. Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. We also have a lot of youth services programs going on in September and October that you might not want to miss if you have young ones. We also have a lot of exhibits, I don't know if you know, at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. Let me start with the exhibits. Every month we have new exhibits featuring local artists and collectors and craft groups. So this month at the Hunterdon County Library, for example, one of the best pastel artists I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of pastel artists, I must say, through my 30-something years working at the Hunterdon County Library and going to art school and just studying art. And this gentleman, I believe, is one of the best. His name is Jack Musick, and his work is on display in the main gallery of the Hunterdon County Library this month until the end of this month. So stop by sometime in September and visit us in our main gallery and do whatever you want else you want to do at the Huntington County Library. There's so much to do, but make sure you stop by and see Jack's pastel work. It's just gorgeous. The detail he gets with pastels is just incredible. And his work is for sale. So if you're looking for a unique Christmas gift and you want an original piece of a master pastel artist, here's your tip. Come to the Huntington County Library sometime in September and check out the work of Jack Musick. And then in our display cases in the lobby of the Huntington County Library in September, the Courthouse Quilters have quite an expansive display. That's a group of quilters that show their work every year with us. And it's a very impressive display of their work as well, which I'm sure some of that is also for sale. I'm running out of time here. I only got 2 minutes left. So let me just wrap it up. We'll get to the youth services programs next week. I promise on that one. Before right now, we can quickly run down the North County branch exhibits for September. So we have the Mind's Eye with David John Rush. He's a Sussex County artist who returns with a unique chromatic structuralism paintings, including Constellation. Rush explains, in art, there is no diminishing space or three-dimension illusions, only flat space. Color changes that concept by a visual movement of space, which can be subtle or dynamic. The viewer's minds work to unravel what the eyes perceive. So this is The Mind's Eye by David John Rush. That sounds very unique. I might have to go check that one out. And then September in the display cases at the North County Branch Library, Nature and Fall Fun, Facts and Parks, by Huntington County Parks and Recreation presenting the display. They offer a plethora of year-round activities and crafts for all ages, if you did not know. In addition, at our 26 parks, you can hike, camp, fish, hunt, picnic, ride, study nature, play sports, walk your dog, kayak, and canoe. This exhibit maps out all park locations and what you can do at each. This is a very important exhibit. I highly suggest seeing this if you've not visited any of the Huntington County parks. So that's at the North County branch in September, and unfortunately, we are out of time, so I will see you next week with Jennifer Winberry, but until then. And until we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be missing. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location, where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what?
there's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous.
President Trump there as the White House fights back after the New York Times prints an anonymous opinion piece from someone who claims to be in the Trump administration, saying they're a part of the resistance and trying to protect the country from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. Saying senior administration official, that could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is denying that he